Good evening, everyone, and welcome
to another issue
of The Summoner. I am your host and writer, Walter Pierce. My website is galleryofthemind.com. Please check it out if you have the time. Also, if you want to contact me, my email address is webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. Again, that's webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. All right, on with the show.
This is the story of a group called the Warriors. They are blessed by the ancestors. The ancestors' light shines through them as a power of light. The light, the shine, can be varied a bit, which slightly changes the power. The Warriors use their power to protect their people on the planet Artonia in the Yellow Realm. Their tales are spellbinding adventures just beyond the reach of even imagination. Among these warriors is one even more unique. He is unique because he is half human. He is called the Summoner, and these are his tales.
Issue 50, The Blue Realm. In an empty field in western Texas, there is a young woman practicing with a sword. She is a warrior. Her name is Shatter. Well, it is now. Her birth name was Shonda. It was changed to Shatter when she became a teenager. That is when she started to shine, to manifest a power of light. When Shatter shines, her light condenses into a sword of pure light. She wields it with deadly skill. And when she gets angry, or desperate, or just threatened, she could command the sword of light, to shatter itself. It will break apart into shards that will intelligently guide themselves to strike her opponent. But that is not the extent of her power. She is able to change the color of the light she shines. She can change it to the color black. It is her most deadly shine. When she commands a sword of black light to shatter, the light will embed itself in an opponent as usual. But when it embeds itself, it causes a painful infection. The disease will grow and kill the victim. She has come to Earth with a fellow warrior named Michael. Michael knew of a dog breeder here, so they've come to retrieve some of these animals. The dogs are actually able to sense the Dark Ones. This will be invaluable to finding and stopping them from taking over all the known realms. As she practices, a blue door of pure light appears and begins to open. Shatter runs to the side of the door and prepares for whatever comes through it. Through it comes five soldiers. They rush out of the door and scan the surroundings.
Hey, what are you looking for?
The leader answers.
We are looking for you. You must have opened the door we detected to get here.
I don't want any trouble, but I am prepared for it if that is what you are looking for.
Are you threatening the known Reba? Put the weapon down, or we are going to make you put the weapon down. Your choice.
You're a long way from the Green Realm, known Reba. Oh, I'll take thee, or you're going to make me part.
The leader motions to two of his soldiers.
Don't kill her, just disarm her.
The two soldiers drop their guns and move towards Shatter with swords of their own. Shatter rushes forward to meet them. The battle is loud and ferocious. There are many dogs on this farm, and they begin barking at this raucous battle. The sounds wake up an exhausted Michael. He jumps to his feet. He runs headlong towards the sounds of battle. He doesn't feel fear or really wonder what is happening. He knows this will be yet another battle for him. In his world, he was the last of the warriors. He will not allow that to happen here. He will die for those he is allied with. So again, this is just another battle. And he unthinkingly pushes an older man out of his way as he rushes out the back door. The man he gets pushed aside is the owner of the property. His name is Corrado Jackenholz. His name is a little hard to pronounce for most. So most of his life, he has been called CJ. And since his retirement and purchase of this puppy mill, the farmhands just call him Cowboy J. Cowboy J has heard the ruckus and is headed to the source. He knows that if he does not get a handle on what is going on, that some of the dogs will escape their enclosures that are in ill repair. Shatter engages her opponents in a pretty evenly matched battle. Too late do the two soldiers realize that she is just toying with them. She immediately strikes blows that incapacitate one's ability to walk. She then strikes blows that severs the other soldier's arm.
Looks like I just disarmed your soldier.
The leader is speechless. Then he finds his voice.
Shoot her!
As the two remaining soldiers raise their weapon, Shatter yells.
Shatter!
Her sword seemingly explodes. It sends intelligent guided shards of light towards the soldiers. They embed themselves into the necks of the soldiers, killing them. In the Yellow Realm on Atonia, a man named Aram watches a bit of medical therapy from a distance. Aram is here because he has been deemed insane. He has escaped the lax security of the mental hospital, but has not left the grounds. He feels drawn to the therapy taking place just a few feet away. The summoner sits in a garden near a small pond with Dr. Barati and a warrior named Searchlight. The summoner has a problem. When he uses his powers, he sometimes loses control. When he loses control, his spirit is often separated from his body. All are fearful that this may lead to his death. Dr. Barati is helping the summoner to control his power. He is using Searchlight to feel the summoner's light and try to calm it. Dr. Barati has never tried this combination before, but it seems to be working.
That's it, summoner. Summon the water to us.
The water sloshes around, but it doesn't have a path to come to the summoner, so that's all it does. It is a good test for the summoner to practice control. The doctor continuously throws in things that will upset the summoner. But thus far, the summoner has maintained control with the help of Searchlight. Dr. Barati decides to push a bit harder.
Call the water to you. Call the blue water to yourself. Call it! Do you see it?
Yes.
Do you see how blue it is? Do you see how blue it is?
Yes.
It is like the blue realm. Is your family in the blue realm? Call the water.
Yes.
Your mother and father are there? Focus on the water and continue to breathe slowly.
The summoner is in a near trance.
Yes.
Is your brother there? Call the water, summoner.
The water is now sloshing around quite a bit.
Yes.
Is your sister there?
No.
Where is your sister? If focus on the water.
I don't know.
You do know. Tell me.
I can't remember right now.
You know she's dead. You remember what happened in the Blue Realm.
The summoner's light begins to shine brighter. The water sloshing becomes violent. Searchlight can feel the difference. She begins pulsing light in a soothing manner.
Dr. Marotti, something is happening.
Where is your sister? You've got to accept it. Where is your sister?
The summoner feels his sister, Amy. She comes and stands beside him.
Why is he pushing you?
He is trying to make me lose control as a part of my therapy. But I think I can maintain it.
Stop talking to yourself. Focus on calling the water. And tell me, where is your sister?
Don't tell him about me. He will think you are hallucinating me. He thinks you do not see me anymore.
My sister is here!
The water from the pond literally jumps its banks and splashes all that are there.
Ah!
Everyone stops shining. Dr. Marotti looks angry.
I thought you were past this. Not only must you accept that your sister is dead, you must stop conjuring her up in your mind. I am sure that it is tied to your losing control of your power. You don't want to die, do you?
They are disturbed by Aram, who has now walked close to the group. She told you not to tell them.
How? Security!
Aram laughs and begins running. Dr. Marotti gives chase while yelling, Security!
How could he hear my hallucination?
Searchlight is silent. She is not sure what has just happened. She doesn't know how to say that her light felt someone or something there too. Back in the Blue Realm, the attackers of Shatter have all been taken down or killed. She has been joined by her fellow warrior, Michael. Cowboy Jay, followed by a loose pack of dogs, finally make it there too. Cowboy Jay looks angrily at one of the known Reba and exclaims,
What are you doing? It just plumb don't make any sense. You come rushing in here with guns blazing like some spaghetti western.
Don't look at me. The dogs are still barking, making quite a bit of noise. Shut up all that commotion. The dogs immediately stop barking. Everyone is kind of amazed.
Wow.
Michael looks at the crowd of dogs. Then he begins to smile in astonishment as he inhales. Rubber ball, come here. He is focused and facing one dog. The dog does not respond. Everyone looks to Michael for an explanation. That's my puppy. I mean dog. That's my dog, Rubber Ball.
No, that's my dog. That's my dog, Jimbo. But now ain't really the time.
Michael does not listen. He just rushes into the group of dogs and begins hugging the dog. Rubber Ball lets him and begins licking him. In fact, all of the dogs start jumping on Michael and continuously licking him. Michael laughs as he is drowned in a mass of flicking tongues and wagging tails.
RB, I missed you, boy. I missed you so much.
Next time. Time goes by.